This is Julia speaking. Welcome everyone to the Leccarello Governance Working Group call on Monday, 9 December 2013 at 23 UTC. On the call today we have on the Spanish channel Oscar Garcia, Sergio Salinas Porto, Raul Bauer and Sylvia Herlein. We have Fatima Convernero, who has just joined us. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantilak-Singh and Olivier Crépin-Leblon. We have no apologies so far. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelin. And our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabina. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Julia. For the record, my name is Sergio Salinas Porto. Today, I will be the chair of this working group that has been working for so long time, and we have been working since 2012. We know results, and I think it is our responsibility to enable a new kind of activity to deal with issues that came up from the General Assembly held in Costa Rica. As you might remember, our General Assembly was held in Costa Rica in March 2012. So it's been a long time since that meeting, and I think it will be quite interesting to finish with our work to have good results. So as to wait what has happened, we can say that several working groups have been formed so as to deal with some of the issues that were raised in the region and to deal with some communication issues among different organizations related to the RELO. In some cases, a very good work was carried out, and in the case of the governance working group, there have been many difficulties in the organization. So, within that scope, we are now starting again so as to have the results of this working group. Within this framework, and with these words, if we see the different items on the agenda, you will see that on one hand, we are dealing now with item number 3, because this is the summary of the work accomplished by the previous working group, and which was somehow deviated from the original discussions. And I see Silvia Vivanco is typing in the chat that it would be good for you to click on the link posted by Sylvia. And there are some ideas that were not expressed in the working group because they came up from the different conference calls. But on the other hand, there were some other inputs, such as the inputs by Natalia and Alberto Soto. They contributed to the working group with certain issues, and I think these issues are important to take as a basis for the beginning of this new working group. I think there are important topics to deal with. We need to define, and this is the time to define, the topics that we will be dealing and the tools that we will have and the different definitions of tasks and responsibilities. So then we will deal with the temporary metrics. We need to define how much time will take to define the different tasks and to accomplish the results that we want to my idea is to have something brief in order to start developing another working group to test different topics and different tasks. Perhaps we need to redefine or review the different rules of participation with Iglarello and ICANN. And as I said before, this will pave the way for a new working group, and it will not be this working group, the one in charge of those further steps. First of all, we need to reorganize this working group, which final objective is to deliver a final document, which will be very valuable for the present and the future of our region. Within this framework, and I am now talking about the summary, the first thing we will need to deal with is the definition of the topics to deal with within this working group. I don't know if any of the participants today, and I see Fatima Cambronero raising her hand. Fatima, I will be giving you the floor. Jose Arce wants to speak as well. So, Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I will give the floor first to Fatima and then to Jose Arce. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Can you hear me? Okay, thank you very much. Hello, Sergio. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much, Sergio, for your summary. I totally agree with you. And as I said before, I insisted in the previous working group because, first of all, we need to define the objectives, what we want to do in this working group. And I agree with you and with your words. In the previous working group, we have talked about the fact that one of the topics important for the working group was to identify and see if it is necessary to amend our bylaws and rules of procedures, taking into account the new ALAC rules, and to see if they are compatible or not, and to discuss all the topics related to that. And from my point of view, it would be a good idea to have this final document so that we can have the General Assembly in London. And I was discussing this with Jose, and he agrees with me. So I think we have plenty of time. And we know that dealing with the bylaws and the rules of procedures will take us a lot of time. But one of the objectives should be that. And as a proposal, I think that would be the most important topic. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima, for your input. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce for the record. Thank you very much. I was not able to connect during the first minute, so I lost those first minutes. But first of all, I would like to say that I would like to follow with the guidelines that were proposed for each of the groups in Costa Rica, and this is also related to what Fatima has said before, that is to say we need to take into account the objectives. I don't know if you have already mentioned that, but I think it would be good for us today to draft at least 5 objectives. We will have in July a General Assembly, and we need to take into account that this working group is quite behind. And this is one of the groups which we thought will be fundamental for the development because it will define what we are and how we interact and into different spheres regarding our tasks to ICANN and in terms of internet governance in the global sense. Because our participation should be focused. And perhaps we can divide this working group in the future. We can divide this working group in twos in the future. And perhaps one part of this working group will be focused on governance and the other part will be focused on ICANN, perhaps the IGF, and the new trends coming through OneNet, etc. So that's all. Then I will ask you for the floor again to finish with my contribution. Thank you very much. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. I agree with what you have said before. We have some audio records during the first meeting that was held in that meeting room in Buenos Aires. And on that occasion, Jose, in a Skype chat, sent audio files. And I don't know if this is relevant or not. And Jose, perhaps we might listen to the audios again, or perhaps you should, or do you recommend any special audio? Because, you know, I am dealing with the assembly, and you are also dealing with the assembly, and you have very clear ideas on that. This is Sergio, as Jose Arce speaking. Okay, Sergio, let me shed some light on this. First of all, Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. First of all, please state your name. Sergio, Jose Arce for the record. Thank you very much, Sergio. We met informally during the Buenos Aires meeting, and the ones who were far away were not able to participate in that meeting. In that meeting, I said that it would be convenient that someone might listen to those audio files. So in that case, I would suggest that you, Sergio, were the one listening to the files, because the working sessions with ELAD, or during the working sessions with ELAD, all these things came up. So I don't remember very well all the arguments that were expressed by this working group and the previous working groups, and I have a general idea. But I think we should listen to the last two working sessions at least, so as to shed some light in terms of the vision of the working group and the ideas of the people in Costa Rica and the problems presented in Costa Rica for the region. Even though we have a solid basis to start, to begin with, perhaps we could listen to the audios. It would make no sense for all the participants to listen to the audios, but I think that, Sergio, if you could listen to the audios, that would be an added value. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. So I take that commitment. I will listen to the audio files. And if someone else wants to join me, that person will be more than welcome. So I will post all the audio files. As you can see, there are many. Interpreters are... So, Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. So it's been 2 years, almost 2 years now, and these working groups have produced no results so far. So I think we should adjust to the time frame so as to see if in this meeting we can remember. I see Dev has posted something on the chat, so Dev, if you would like to make any comment, please, you can do it now.
Thank you. This is Devanand.
It's ready.
Yes. Thank you. This is Devanand.
Now I will give the floor to Oscar to speak. Oscar Garcia, can you hear us? You have the floor. This is Oscar Garcia for the record. I think we have plenty of material. Is it possible to make a summary of all these audio files, so as to determine the important points, as Jose mentioned before? Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Well, yes, that's the idea. So as I said before, I will listen to these audio files, and I will produce a summary for all of you. Now, Dave, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sergio. This is Devananti Lakshmi speaking. The link I posted is a link that discusses the characteristics regarding good governance. And I think it's a good summary of is a quotation from that page. Good governance has 8 major characteristics. It is participatory, consensus-oriented, accountable, transparent, responsive, effective and efficient, equitable and inclusive, and follows the rule of law. It assures that corruption is minimized, the views of minorities are taken into account, and that the voices of the most vulnerable in society are heard in decision-making. It is also responsive to the present and future needs of society. The link goes into more detail about those 8 characteristics, but I think this is a good starting point for us to define, to look at what characteristics we want in Lac Lalo in terms of governance. So that, you know, once we have an idea of what the purpose, what we want, or the goals that we want in terms of governance, then we could, then things such as changes to bylaws and so forth can then be done. My second point is that I posted a link to this working group's previous meetings, and I should note that a lot of these meetings already have transcripts, both in English and in Spanish. So you may not have to listen to the entire audio. You could probably read the transcripts and save some time. Thank you.
Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. Thank you very much for your input. What you said is a very good point to take into account, and this is the support that we need to start working with this working group, or at least this is the way in which we need to move forward in terms of metrics and rules of procedures. Because these are topics that are closely related to the topics that you mentioned before. And they have a deep impact on our region. So I think we can do that. I see that Julia is asking me to redial out. Please, if you hear the echo, let me know so I can drop and dial out again. Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. So based on what Deb said, and this is a very good trigger, I think we can start working on the assessment that we have on our region and how we believe we will get or be able to solve some of the problems we have in the past or in the present. What do you think about that? Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Thank you very much, Sergio. I am Fatima. I lost your question. So let me see if I understood. Sergio Salinas Poto. Okay, you say whatever you want to say, but my question is if you believe we can move forward based on what Deb said before, if we can move forward in terms of start working on these topics. I mean, how to start working in the RELO, taking into account the problems that we had in the past and the ones that we have in the present. So let's see if we can work based on that, taking into account what Deb said before. This is Fatima for the record. Thank you very much, Sergio, for your clarification. What that says, I think it is an excellent idea for the very beginning for us to take into account, because that governs the whole scope of the working group. But I would also like to say something else, and this has to do with what Jose said before. I think it is a good idea that during this call we should identify at least 3 or 4 objectives so that we can have something concrete, because I feel that in the previous working group we were abstract in our ideas and we were not able to order and to state our activities. So I think we need to start by the roles and identify if we need roles, and then I think that we should review the strategic planning working group results and see if we can order, or if we can take some ideas and use those results for our working group. Perhaps we should order some, give order to some of the ideas, or correct or amend. I don't remember their results, but I think they had done a very good job. And once we have defined the objectives, I feel we will have big and important objectives. So perhaps we might divide this working group into different subgroups so that they can deal with specific objectives, because I fear that we keep on discussing in the abstract and we cannot start working at once. So that is all. Thank you very much. Sergelina Spoto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. I have two topics. They are asking me to drop and to be dialed back again. And on the other hand, and I don't know why, I was not able to take down notes on your inputs, so I think it would be interesting. So could you please type those ideas on the chat so that they are recorded? So thank you very much. So this is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I will drop now, and when I reconnect, I will give the floor to Raul. Julia, should I drop? And then please call me back. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Hello, can you hear me? Raul, this is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. I apologize for this brief interruption. Raul Bauer was raising his hand. So, Raul, would you like to make a comment? This is Raul Bauer speaking. I wanted to reinforce Fatima's comment. I wasn't able to participate in the previous working group, but I think that Fatima's proposal is really good, and we need to start working on a solution. And we need to focus on the tasks, and perhaps we can obtain very good results. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Raul. Fatima now is suggesting other ideas, and this is very good, because on one hand we had Deb's suggestion so as to have the foundations of our work, and now Fatima is suggesting the pillars of our activities. So on one hand, we will need to identify the objectives. As if we hadn't had any meeting before, so we need to identify the objectives of this working group, and we will do this in the remaining 35 minutes of this call. When it comes to the bylaws and rules of procedure, like RALO bylaws and rules of procedures, well, I think this working group should not focus on that, but for, in certain cases, related to a certain discussion within the working group. But I think we will try not to deal with this because this is the scope and the remit of a very specific working group. Perhaps we need to have different groups so as to divide the activities. And then Fatima is also suggesting the fact of planning or to review the planification working group, the results of the planification working group. They have a document that we need to review. When I started drafting the agenda, one of the topics or one of the things I took into account was who will be in charge of each of the different activities. I know there are some participants who are really overloaded, but I think we need to identify, as Fatima says, the problems that we have in our region and to create or perform a deep assessment of the problems that we have in our region. And Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking for the records. So I dropped, and I don't know if I lost anything, but I think that before distributing the tasks, we need to write down the objectives of this working group. That should be the first step. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. We are working on that, Jose. We are only mentioning what Fatima has posted, but we have 30 minutes to define the objectives of the working group. Certainly, Linus Porto speaking. Jose, are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Silvia Banco speaking. Yes, we hear you, Sergio. Certainly, Linus Porto speaking. Jose, have you finished with your comment? Jose Arce speaking. Yes, I did. Go ahead, please. Jose Arce, Sergio Linas Porto speaking. Okay, thank you very much. Please put your hand down. Now, taking into account what Jose said, this has to do with item number 4. We will start discussing the purpose of the objective of this working group. This working group had a task, as we said before, and the task of this working group was to how to live with and how to work or to produce productive results during the existence of the RALO. Certain problems has come up, and There were certain discrepancies in the different points of view. So based on that, this working group was generated, was created. Interpreters apologize, but we are not receiving Sergio Salinas Poto. Sergio Salinas Poto speaking, so we need to focus on the main objective. So I will now state the first one. For me, one of the things we need to take into account or to carry out is a very brief and quick assessment. And when I say brief, I mean a short assessment. We need to analyze up-to-date our situation, the reality of the RELO. This reality of the RELO, of our RELO, is not the same that we have in March 2012. So first of all, we need to assess and analyze our situation so as to be able to define the steps to take. I don't know if you agree with that.
Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Anybody would like to make a comment at this point? Okay. Okay. Fatima is typing something. She says, Sergio, this was analyzed by the planning working group. Yes, you very well said, Fatima, that we had to review the work done by that working group. So let us read the document drafted by the planning working group. I think that Alberto Soto and Alejandro were members of that working group, correct? Oh, here it is. Yeah, here I have the information. Perfect. Okay, so let us take this document as a starting point. Let us start reading this document. Maybe we can read it together on the call. Let me see. Please bear with me for a second. I'm looking for the final document. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking again. Does anyone have the final version of this document, or do we just have the document posted on the wiki? That's the only version available. Okay, very well. Fatima, that is why I am suggesting this, because you yourself suggested it. So my question is, Jose, Alberto, Fatima, they all participated. I see some input from Natalia, Alejandro Pizanti, Carlos Aguirre. So anyone that was participating in that working group would like to make a comment at this point? This is Fatima. May I take the floor? Sergio speaking. Yes, of course. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. I agree with Jose. I think we shouldn't devote time to these right now because, as you very well said, the situation is very different in the RELO, and that working group is no longer working, so we will not come to an agreement on all the points, on all the items. Maybe we can review this document at home and take on board what is useful, because we have two objectives so far. Let us focus on more objectives, how we want to put the region in order, if you will, in general. We don't need to produce or modify anything, but we need to identify what we're going to be working on. Maybe that is what we need at this point in time. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay. Do you think that... And excuse me, I'm speaking about La Crallo broadly, in a broad sense. Do you think we should also focus on, I don't want to get into the bylaws or the rules of procedure, but how to order, how to organize the work in the region? Do you think that might be an objective, that is how the region should work, should organize its work, that is, by means of working groups? Okay, I see a comment here. Perfect. Okay. So, the first thing that comes to mind is that within this framework, we could include the way in which the region should work. That is, to put our work in order so that it's not a chaotic work. And we don't need to innovate. Many a time we can take on board experiences from other regions, and we can use them or apply them to the way in which we work. If we agree, this is in line with our Latin and Caribbean way of engaging. So maybe we can adapt experiences. I say this as a personal contribution, I've always had this idea, that is to work in working groups with specialists instead of people that know a little bit of everything, that are jacks of all trades. So we have to focus on identifying in each of our ALSs, we need to identify or to detect points of comparison or benchmarks so that we can start working, and also to identify expertise. So if somebody is knowledgeable about IPv6 or SISA-TLDs, well, we should leverage on that expertise, on that knowledge, and work with that person on IPv6, for instance. So that subgroup would have objectives. And exactly, Sylvia is posting a question in the chat. She says that we should organize or could organize groups according to the topics dealt with. Okay, exactly. If we can have several people, several ALSs that are specialized in anything, well, we could make the most of that field of expertise, and we could have people in the region that can work on what is happening within ICANN. So we should set up groups, topic-based or topic-centered groups. So they would give advice to the RALO on specific topics being debated within ICANN. Also, I believe that we should start focusing on the regional needs. And when I say the region, I do not mean Lacralo. I mean Latin America and the Caribbean as a geopolitical strategic region. Surely our region has certain needs that are different from those of North America, Asia, Africa, or Oceania. We have special needs in the same way as those other regions do. So we should have a framework for the region of Latin America and the Caribbean, a framework of our needs. Does anyone have a comment at this point in time? I cannot follow the chat. I'm sorry. I cannot do both things at the same time. Okay. So Jose says we should determine Lacralo's engagement or participation in Internet governance in the broad sense or generally speaking, IGF, regional IGF, OneNet, etc. Okay. You mentioned that topic before. The aim of this group is not Internet governance in general. However, no doubt, we should have a strategic objective to focus on Internet governance within the region. But the interpreters apologize. There was an issue with Sergio's audio. So I don't know if you can see the difference that I see. Generally, we are very self-centered, if you will. We look at everything from where we are or from where we stand. For instance, I come from Internauta Argentina, so I see everything from the point of view of Internauta Argentina. However, we need to focus on the strategic interests of the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. We need to focus on public policy in each of our countries. And on the basis of that, commitment needs to be taken, and we need to work along those lines. I don't know if you agree with what I'm saying. Fatima, go ahead, please. You have the floor. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Sergio. I agree with your comment. My view of what Jose is suggesting is that there should be another objective regarding internet governance in the broad sense or generally speaking. So that should be a separate objective, separate from an objective dealing with the region and having the topic-centered or topic-based subgroups. So I believe we should have these two objectives. They are very good objectives, but they are very important and very different. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Yes, I agree with that. However, everything has a common denominator, and that is we have to see or view the region as or on the whole with the needs and the different input or contributions that we can make to one world, one internet. And we have to focus on the Latin American and Caribbean viewpoint instead of focusing on what happens to us as individuals or as people that are within a corporation or an organization. And this has nothing to do with what we will be developing in the governance working group, but I'm thinking ahead, looking ahead into the future. That is, we have to see or look at Latin America and the Caribbean as a unit. What are the problems this unit faces? And what are the problems we face within the internet world? And I repeat, we need a collective viewpoint, but we need to see or to focus on the whole for our framework. I don't know if you agree. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is David Antelakshin speaking. I'm just would like to suggest a possible alternative approach. I posted earlier a link regarding possible 8 major characteristics of good governance. So I think perhaps rather than potentially going into the solutions right now, because I'm seeing a lot of detail being expressed, and this is good, but I'm thinking it's going a little bit too much into detail into possible solutions, where we really have to identify a little bit more clearly the problems in terms of what we have in good governance. So, for example, so if you look at the characteristics of the governance, is Lakwalo governance meeting those characteristics? Okay, and if it is, well, great. But if it is not, and then identify what are those, why the circumstances or this particular situation where it's not meeting good governance. Are there obstacles? And then once we do that, then you dive down into, well, you know, what's the possible solutions if these are the problems. I hope I'm trying to make myself clear there. Thanks.
This is Sergio Salinas, for the record. Thank you, Dev. Thank you, Dev. Yes, I see your point. Your point is well taken. However, this is almost a brainstorming session. Jose had posted something along those lines in the chat room, and this is what we are doing. We are brainstorming. And we are brainstorming as much as possible with as much input as possible. And then we have to go into detail so as to see what is it that we can do within this working group. But no doubt, interpreters apologize, there is an issue with Sergio's audio. No doubt, this is what will give us a starting point, a direction. That is how we are going to work within this group. Once we have determined that, of course, we have to determine the objectives. Surely, the input that we are, contributing in this session and in the following sessions will end up in a document advising the region on how to work or organize work within our region. And surely, as Jose was saying, there will be sub-working groups, one of them devoted to internet governance, ICANN, IGF, etc. The position or the stance of the region in that regard, then maybe we will focus on the different topics being discussed within ICANN, of course, within a regional framework. Fatima also made some contributions. So, I believe I was going to type this, but I was going to thank Fatima for what she's going to do, because she will take down notes of everything that is being discussed or debated, because many a time we lose track, if you will, of all the comments. Anyway, and Jose is contributing more ideas. He is contributing more and more ideas, that is, to determine the best way in which we can work in several languages. That is also true, of course. So we will have to read all these comments, all these contributions, and we will have to draft a document. And we are 13 minutes away of the top of the hour. So we have brainstormed a lot. We have contributed many topics to be taken into account as the objectives of these groups, as the topics to be addressed by this group. No doubt, as Dev was saying, yes, of course, we are going into plenty of detail. However, do we need to take some time to analyze all these comments, all these ideas? Should we post this on a wiki and in 15 days' time hold another meeting, another call? Jose, you say that not longer than a week. Okay. So do you think then that we could check this, review this in a week's time? I mean, use this week time frame to analyze this on the wiki and make comments? Oh, perfect. I see that this group is really willing to bring the working group's task to a close. That's great. That's wonderful. So I see that everybody is agreeing in the chat room. So with that, everybody, of course, feel free to contribute as much as you want on the wiki during the coming week. However, I think that we have to define the matrix. That is, we need a time frame that will be sufficient so that we can finalize this document. What would be an appropriate time frame according to your experience? Everybody is a well-seasoned member of a working group except for Oscar, who is a newcomer, so we give him a warm welcome. So what is the time frame that we should use for this task? Say, Jose says late February. Anyone thinks we need longer than that? Dev, do you agree with late February, end of February? I agree.
I would say,
Jose, in that we need to reach the GA with everything done, finalized. I agree. However, the GA will take place in June. Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Sergio. The way I see this, and please correct me if I am wrong, this group will identify what to work on. So, if we have to create another subgroup to discuss the new rules of procedure or bylaws, well, we need time to finalize that and to vote on that by the time we meet in London. So, we need this group to draft a document on what we need to work on as soon as possible. So late February should be okay. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you. Yes, perfect. So let us agree on the end of February as the deadline to submit this document, to deliver this document. Then, another point, how often or how regularly do you think we can get together? We can hold a conference call. Once a month? Maybe that is too long and we need to get together with more frequency? So 1 month, once a month, do you agree with that? I see nobody, I hear no replies. This is Sergio speaking, I hear no replies. Oscar, go ahead please, you have the floor. This is Oscar Garcia for the record. I think that before we set time frames, we should read the document that is going to be prepared within the course of next week. So after that, we would have an idea of the level of complexity of the work ahead. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay, so we will take a week in order to determine the different points or topics that we will be addressing. So my proposal is to get together to hold these calls every 15 days from now until we finalize the document. Please let me know if you agree with this proposal because we are 7 minutes away from the top of the hour. Raul says yes. And Oscar is wondering who is going to prepare the wiki, be in charge of the wiki. But also, apart from that, please let me know if you agree with holding a conference call every 2 weeks. Fatima says yes. Raul Bauer agrees. Jose agrees, and so does Oscar. Dev, if you agree, I will be very happy, very pleased, so that we can continue or proceed with our work. Perfect. Dev agrees as well. Thank you. So, we will be holding this call every 50. Oh, we will have the holiday season from December 24th to January 1st, of course. We will also be holding our holiday season. I don't picture anyone willing to work during the holiday season. Jose wants to continue working. Okay. So, as from January 6th, then, we would get back to work. So as from January 6th, we are going to get together to resume these conference calls. So we would be holding our next conference call on the 23rd, on Monday the 23rd. And after that, we would get together on January 6th. Do you all agree with that? Everybody agrees with January the 6th? Okay. So, we have to define tasks and responsibilities. We can work on the wiki on that topic. Oscar was asking who will be in charge of the wiki. The wiki is already up and running. You, of course, are free to contribute anything you want. I will be sharing the link to the wiki in the AC chat room. Please bear with me. I am posting the link now. I will post it in the Adobe Connect chat room so that you can access the wiki. So, we will continue working on the wiki, Jose. Exactly, yes, you're right. And, of course, we can continue interacting, contributing more ideas on the wiki. And now, in order to start bringing the meeting to a close, and before I do that, I don't know if anyone would like to make a comment at this point. If not, I would like to bring this meeting to a close, the Lacralo Governance Working Group conference call. I would like to bring it to a close. Okay. Jose is encouraging everyone to work, and that is really welcome because he is our chair, and it is very good to have our chair working with us, both the chair and the secretariat. They have both joined us. So I commend both of you, Jose, and thank you, Fatima, for your input, for your contribution. Okay, with that, I will bring this Lacralo Working Group call to a close. It has been indeed a pleasure to have worked with you all. We will get together again in 15 days' time, and we will keep in touch on our email exchange list and on our wiki, which I hope will be very productive this week, as Jose was very well pointing out. So, I thank you for all the comments. I thank you, Olivier. He was here, the ALAC chair, and we didn't say hello to him. So we really thank you. We commend you for joining us, my friend, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc. So, goodbye, everyone. Thank you.